80s, 90s, 2K and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. Your last chance to get that 55-inch Samsung TV for just $599 is right now at Patterson's Audio and Video. In fact, they'll even deliver it for free. So maybe your backseat isn't quite big enough, the box won't fit in your car comfortably, or maybe you've got a bunch of errands to run. Maybe you stop by Patterson's as your first stop of a day full of errands and you don't want to cart the TV around town with you. Have Patterson's delivered. Again, they'll do that totally free. Stop by and have a look at that TV and maybe take one home for yourself today at Patterson's Audio and Video. They're on Main, across the street from the Birdie Skate Park. Sunny and 38 for today. Tonight, clear 20 for your low. Tomorrow's sunshine about the same with a high of 38. Sunny and 42 on Thursday. Friday, partly cloudy and 46. Saturday, picture perfect weather. Sunny skies and a high of 50. Sunday, it will still be nice and warm. We'll see a high of 48, but we do have a pretty good chance of some afternoon rain showers, about a 40% chance, in fact. And it looks like Saturday will be windy with a west wind 15 to 20. For Monday, as we get back to work, get back to school, partly cloudy, windy, and a high of 38. Now it's time for Hollywood headlines.
Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
So, sparkling vampire Robert Pattinson smells like crayons and feels weird to be known as the most handsome man in the world. In an interview with Allure magazine, the 33-year-old Twilight actor and star of the upcoming film The Batman describes the way he smells. He says, quote, "Lots of people tell me I smell like a crayon." The person conducting the interview asked for clarification, saying, like, "You're made of wax," to which he replied, "Yes, like I'm embalmed." Pattinson, who was recently described as the most handsome man in the world according to Science, was also asked, "What's it like to be superlatively hot?" He said, "It's weird. I never was really up for the good-looking guy roles because I've always been quite awkward when meeting people. My Harry Potter role was a good-looking guy, and it was a shock that it was quite easy to get. And then in Twilight, Edward is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. When I turned up for the audition, I had done a job where I dyed my hair black, but I had an inch and a half of roots, and I had waxed my body. And then I had a few months where I'd been drinking beer all day, so I had this hairless, chubby body. I looked like a baby with a wig on." Pattinson, by the way, plays Bruce Wayne in Matt Reeves' The Batman, which isn't due in theaters until June of 2021. Yesterday, I reported that Dr. Amy Harwick, ex-fiance of The Price is Right host Drew Carey, was murdered over the weekend by a man who friends and sources close to her say she was afraid of. And although it was Drew's ex-fiance, the actor turned game show host is taking it pretty hard, so much to the point that The Price is Right is on a brief hiatus, allowing Drew time to grieve the loss. Carey himself issued a statement yesterday that read, "Amy and I had a love that people are lucky to have once in a lifetime. She was a positive force in the world, a tireless and unapologetic champion for women, and passionate about her work as a therapist. I'm overcome with grief. I would like to thank you in advance for giving myself and everyone who loved Amy privacy while we try to work through this tragic situation." The murder occurred sometime either late Friday night or early Saturday morning when Herrick's ex-boyfriend allegedly attacked her and caused her to fall off a third-story balcony in the Hollywood Hills. Police arrested the ex, namely Gareth Pursehouse, Saturday and booked him on charges of murder. And finally, two notes of celebrity fashion and body image on this morning's Hollywood headlines, both of which I'm totally applauding. First, after nearly two decades of coloring her hair, Sharon Osbourne is officially embracing her natural hue. 67-year-old Osbourne has been dyeing her hair a deep red color for the past 18 years and has had to get it done about once a week to keep it intact. And now, she's over it. Sharon's celebrity colorist Jack Martin, and yes, celebrity colorist is a real job title in the magical and vain world of Hollywood, said Sharon was very tired of coloring her hair once a week, and she was obligated to since she's on TV almost every day hosting her popular TV show, The Talk. "Personally, I think she looks a heck of a lot better rocking her natural white color than the pretend red. She's a beautiful woman. Embrace it, babe." And the second note of fashion this morning, the Biebs has finally shaved off that ridiculous mustache that he's been sporting for several months now, and the world is quite pleased. After the internet banded together to urge the singer to shave his mistake off his upper lip, Bieber seemingly finally got the message and posted a series of videos of himself on Sunday in the bathroom with a razor. But he left us with threats after shaving, posting a picture of his baby face on Instagram with the caption, "I shaved, mustachio went on holiday, but he will be back in due time." Please, no. Leave mustachio gone forever. You look so much better without. But, I mean, it shouldn't matter to me and it shouldn't matter to you. It's really what matters to him. If you really thought that caterpillar just starting to transform into moth-looking thing that you were growing on your face looked good, then by all means, grow it back. But I promise you, the internet will once again have a heyday. Because that thing looked pretty stupid. This coming from the guy who is still in denial about hair loss. Really, I should just shave my head. But for as long as I want to continue convincing myself that it's not as bad as everybody else seems to think it is, I'm going to continue using those three little strands to comb over where my bangs should be and live in complete denial. For a while, anyway. For at least the rest of 2020. Maybe 2021 is the time where I say, okay, you look completely ridiculous, Brock. Get rid of the hair on the top of your head. And when I say get rid of the hair, I am literally referring to the one strand of hair that's still on my head. Okay, maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration, but I saw the glaring evidence with the Key to Your Heart contest. Cuban Flow from one of our sister stations snapped a picture from up above, and I could see the ridiculousness of my hairline and how trying to hide the fact that I'm going bald just isn't quite working like it used to. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.